We're excited to welcome in Walter Hardin into Palmetto Mornings. Good morning to you, Walter.
Well, good morning. How are you guys?
Hey, we're doing well. It's great catching up with you. We see you out and around town. Of course, we ran into you multiple times over there at Winthrop University when we would come and interview you. And you were always generous with your time. And here we are hitting you up again for more interviews. You have since retired from Winthrop. And so you are part of the St. John's United Methodist Church, and you're helping to bring the event Journey to Bethlehem once again to life.
Yes, absolutely.
So this is going to take place December the 7th and 8th, so this weekend.
Correct.
You do this every other year, is that
every other year.
Okay.
We started out doing it every year, and we've been doing it since 2001.
Wow.
So this is our 23rd year. We had an associate pastor at the time named Michael Ritter, and he came up and said, you know, I think we could do this thing that I've done at another church where we recreate Bethlehem and invite the public to come through where they see the real meaning of Christmas, the birth of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And I told him two things. I said, Michael, you have lost your mind. And the other thing I told him was, this can't be done. It's too big. And well, long story short, we did it.
And look at it now.
And we did it in that year. And not only did our congregation get a lot out of it, a lot of just congregational love and support, but the community got a lot out of it. And every time we put this on, I hear for months afterwards how much people got out of it. Mm-hmm. Because when you go into this situation, you literally walk through the gates of Bethlehem, as we have a gates thing. You sign a census, they give you some money, and you go in and you pay the tax collector. And after that, there's shops, there's meat keepers and fruit and vegetable salesmen, fur shops, anvils at the blacksmith and carpentry shops, and all these people making noises and selling their products, and little kids being thieves and going and stealing stuff and running around. And we have the meat cooking, so you smell the smells and you hear the anvil banging. And everybody's talking about the star that you see in the sky, and we have a large spotlight that shines over our manger scene up into the sky. People are going, isn't that a strange light? And people continue to walk around, and we have travelers, and we have the ladies at the well and the inn that has no room again.
The story never changes.
Even in 2024,
even in 2024,
still no room. Yeah.
You'd think they'd have added on by now, but they haven't. And then at the end, we have a real baby in the manger scene. And it's just a real impactful experience. And we have the wise men, and they give beads out to the children and ask them, we're on our way to see this incredible birth that we've heard about, and we're following this star. And would you please take this to this child and give it as a gift from us? And so the children can take those beads and go down and give them to the Christ child, and then we have a runner that brings them back.
I have had the opportunity to walk through it numerous times, and I think what's so beautiful about it is whether you are already a Christian and believe in the story or you're not, but coming from a Christian perspective, you know, you read about it and you hear about it for so long, but to actually see it come to life, it's kind of like looking at a black and white coloring book and then it all just
comes to life,
filled in color, because it is in real life, and you're seeing it. And like you said, there's kids running around like there would have been. It kind of puts it like in that it really was like a community. It was a town. It was a place. And, you know, the smells and the sounds and the busyness and the hurriedness. A lot of times we just get like that final nativity in the manger, but we don't get the feeling of what it was really like to be a part of what was a community. And
that's
I think that's so beautiful.
You get to immerse yourself in it.
Yeah, it's beautiful.
Yeah, it's quite an experience.
This is December the 7th and 8th from 5 to 8 p.m. both nights. It is free and open to the public. This is going to be at St. John's United Methodist Church, two blocks from where we are here at Broadcast House, right there on Oakland Avenue. You're setting up for it now.
Yes.
It takes
about 2 weeks, and there's probably 25 people just setting it up, and another 190 people that'll be working over two nights as costumed characters. And it's quite an event.
Well, it's a wonderful gift to give the community. To Ashley's point, whether you are a Christian and you know the story, but you just want to dive deeper into it, or if you're brand new to Christ and you want to know why do we celebrate this time of the year, it just forces folks a little bit to pause and just to think of
what it's all about.
What it is all about. And I know the reason for the season, that kind of gets lost. That saying, you know, I heard someone over the weekend said, it's kind of getting overused. Like we need to figure out something else to say. But it really is the reason why we have Christmas. It is his birthday.
Well, and anybody that grew up watching the Charlie Brown Christmas special, you know, what's it all about?
Right.
And Linus reads the Christmas story and he says, that's it.
Yeah.
And that's what it's all about, is that God's grace sent his only begotten son to be born as a savior for us, to live as a man and to die on the cross as the Lamb of God, to take our sins with him, because nobody's capable of living without sin. Mm-hmm. We all sin. And then there are people who say, well, I'm not going to sin anymore. Well, that's just not possible.
Yeah, that is not.
That's why you need Christ in your life.
Right. Absolutely. Oh, it's so true. Walter, we need to have you on speed dial here. It's Journey to Bethlehem. It's presented by St. John's United Methodist Church. They do this every other year, so we're lucky they're doing it again this year. So if you think of it, it's always on the even years. So keep that in mind. It's December the 7th and December the 8th, 5 to 8 p.m. It is free and open to the public. You do not need to be a member of St. John's. If you're listening in our Tri-County area or beyond because of the app, come on down. You'll walk through it. It'll take you as long as you want, about, 30 minutes, 40 minutes. But really take in what it was like back then at the time of our Lord and Savior. It's just unbelievable. Right. It's Bethlehem. It's just kudos to you all for making an authentic experience for us. Well, while we have you here, Walter, we know about this, but you are busy restoring a car, and briefly in about 2 minutes, bring our listeners up to speed of what the importance of this is.
Well, I'm one of the many great grandchildren of John Gary Anderson, who built the Rock Hill Buggy and the Anderson Automobile. And Anderson had six children, the third oldest of which was my grandmother, Mamie Christine Anderson Hardin. And the youngest of which was Alice Anderson Gill, Johnny Gill's mother, Beth Wallace's grandmother, Jim Gill's grandmother, Scott Turner's wife, Gary Turner's grandmother. And she was given a 1921 Anderson Speedster for her 21st year. And she always talked about it in her living years. And my tier of great-grandchildren all heard about this infamous violet-colored roadster. And she had a photograph of it in her den with the bill of sale next to it, which described the roadster, its serial number, its motor number. And down at the bottom, it said, no charge. So we've all heard about it. And now Scott Turner, Gary's husband, and I are trying to recreate this car, and we are just about done with it.
That's amazing.
It's going to be an amazing thing for just our area, our family in general, and it's the only one. It'll be the only Anderson Speedster existing.
Well, when that's completed, call us out.
Yes.
We at CN2 will come out there, get some video, and show it to the rest of our audience.
Maybe we can go for a ride.
That'd be perfect. Walter, even better. Walter Hardin, again, we appreciate your just leadership here over the years. And thanks again for you and the congregation over there at St. John's United Methodist Church, bringing to life the Journey to Bethlehem, December the 7th and 8th.